everybody, this is the House of Darker. Welcome to another episode of Real Talk. Before we get into our current review of what movie I just watched, I just want to have a footnote here. So I just got over being sick, which it affected my voice. So if it kind of goes south in the middle of this review, and I think I'm going to be doing one other review, you'll know why. And I might put a little same thing on my other review. But if my voice through this whole episode sounds a little wild towards the end, it's because I just got over getting sick. Being sick. And the last thing that's fixed itself is my voice. And I've been talking a lot the last few days, so it hasn't completely gone back to normal. Nevertheless, the show must go on. We all know it is. You know, no matter what, you broke your hip, walk it off. You know, what is Steve saying, Ultron? He's like, you know, if you feel like you're going to die, walk it off, or rub some dirt on it, whatever he said, I forget. Either way, we're moving on. So last week, The Fall Guy came out with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. Also has Aaron Taylor Johnson and Winston Duke's in it and a couple other people. Some of them I recognize, some of them I don't. But this is based off of the 1981 TV show, The Fall Guy, starring Lee Majors. Now, if you don't know who Lee Majors is, it's probably because you were born in, like, the 90s. Sorry, it's the truth. Granted, when the show was around, it ended when I was around 6 years old. So I was alive long enough to see some of it. I don't remember a whole lot of it, but I've seen some of it. So I'm familiar with The Fall Guy to some degree. There is a difference between the show and the movie. In the show, while they're both the same characters, Colt Seavers, and they're both stuntmen, in the show, he was a part-time bounty hunter. During the day, he's a stuntman. Like, at night, he's a bounty hunter. So there's a difference from the show. In the movie, he doesn't even take that job. In the movie, actually, he gets injured and technically retires, and then is brought back because of reasons, which you'll find out in the movie. But also, like, you see in the trailer, like, they talk about he needs to help uncover this mystery about the lead actor, which is played by Aaron Taylor Johnson. So, I'm going to be transparent here. At first, I was not going to see this movie because I thought it was wild that they're rebooting The Fall Guy, because I made this joke. I don't even know if I made the joke even on my podcast. I think I made it only with my friends, because they keep bringing back stuff and rebooting things or making sequels to, like, 30-year-old franchises. They're going to get so desperate. Watch it. You know, you'll know when they've hit the fan, when they reboot Quantum Leap, and then they made a new Quantum Leap show. I was like, oh no. I was like, oh no. Granted, it wasn't technically a reboot. It was more like a sequel, not a reboot. So it's a little different, but still, they still redid Quantum Leap. And I said, what's next? The Fall Guy? And look what they did. I was like, oh no. So I was a little wary of it. Then I saw the trailer. I was like, all right, this looks like this might be a good time. It looks like it might be a good time. So I'll check it out. So I went with my wife and a couple of friends. We went and checked it out. And I'll say this. At first, like, it started kind of funky towards me. To me, it was a little rough, because some of the jokes didn't land. Jody, which is played by Emily Blunt's character, was a little funky at first. Because her and Colt had a little bit of a falling out. I feel like the falling out was justified based on what happened to him. Anyways, I was a little, that bugged me at first in the beginning, but then towards the second part into the rest of the movie, it started picking up, and I liked it. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, this movie's a big time showcase about stuntmen and the work they do. And I don't fault him for that, because his character's a stunt guy. So in any situations where he's, dealing with, like, drug dealers and fighting people, his experience as a stuntman comes to play super well. So it almost is perfect for him to be in an action movie. I think the relationship between Jody and Colt was done very well. Winston Duke's character, who's just like the stuntman, like, he's in charge of the stunt team, stuff like that. I think his character is really well. He makes a bunch of references to other movies. Like, he'll make a quote and then Colt has to, like, name it. It's so, I think that dynamic between them is very funny. I like that. I think some stuff was cool. I think it picked up pace a lot towards, like, almost towards the middle to the end, which I started enjoying it a little more. And I like the fact this movie's almost self-aware. Almost. Like, I'm like, almost, like, without breaking the fourth wall, in a sense. Like, they don't, like, wink at the camera like they're aware. But stuff like he would say stuff that kind of, like, fell into place. Like, yeah, you would say that in that situation. So I kind of liked it. Like, you know, when they will say, like, no offense. He's all, a little offended. Like, yeah, that would be something you would say. Stuff like that. I was like, I was okay with it. It ended well. It was allowed to be cheesy without being over the top cheesy. I think some people might think it's over the top, but I think it's done very well. Like, I think I like the fact that Colt knew what to do in certain situations based on his experience as a stuntman to get him out of a spot to where it wouldn't be like where John Wick, like where certain characters wouldn't know how to do that. And I just thought there's like, so without spoiling much of the movie, there's a scene where he has to deal with like gasoline and fire, and he handles it in a way that made sense for, he would only think of that because of his experience. And so I thought that was really good. And I thought it ended well. I think, like I said, halfway through, some of the jokes landed very well. Other ones were kind of eh. But I think it was a really good movie. I was actually very surprised. My wife was very worried I was going to hate it. Oh, by the way, another point, the soundtrack for this movie hits. They grabbed all the right songs for this movie. Yeah, I gotta give them credit for that. Some of the Taylor Swift's one, but I'm just, because I'm not a Swiftie, so I didn't care for it. But I think everything hit where it was. I think them acknowledging the importance of stunt guys in movies and how they don't get enough credit for the hard and dangerous work that they do, because it is dangerous work. It is clear in the movie and how they were involved in helping solve this conspiracy or bring this, this conspiracy to the surface. It's actually done very well. If they make a sequel, I wouldn't be mad, but I feel like this movie's, you know, I feel like it should be one, but I feel like they won't. If it did well enough, they're going to make a sequel. And Ryan Gosling did very well. I like him. I think he did a really good job. I will say this, though. I'm sorry. I always think it's funny when people get hurt in movies, and they recover, they come back looking stronger and more ripped. I was like, this brother got hurt. And you see him after, like, it's supposed to be like months to years later after the fact. And his brother's ripped out and chiseled. I'm like, bruh, I wish, as a man who's been in the hospital, I had surgery done on my knee. I had PT done. I wish I came out with that many muscles. I'm sorry. But, you know, it's a movie. And they need him to run around and be buff boy all the time. So it's fine. It's fine. But it's just funny to me. But that's my assessment of The Fall Guy. I think it did a really good job. I think for me personally, it's a 7.5 because it did everything it was supposed to do, and it wasn't trying to be anything it wasn't. Like I said, there's moments where it felt like it was self-aware, not to the point where it was like Deadpool or She-Hulk level of self-aware, but it was done very well. I like it. I liked it a lot. There were points where I chuckled, and there's stuff that would happen in that movie, like you knew it was happening. But not, you know, but that's okay. In this type of movie, the plot twist is not, or the reveal of the plot is not that big of a deal, because it's kind of like, you kind of see it coming. It's fine. Not everything has to be like big dun-dun-dun moment. And I think, I appreciate they didn't try to pull that. You know, they just kept it basic. You know what I mean? And sometimes less is more. And I think this movie did a really good job with that, with the plot and everything. Kept it simple. Kept it going. Like, the pacing, when it picked up, it stayed there, and I appreciated it. And it does have some heart in it, and it does have some real, like, actual real human moments. And then it goes back to some of the levels of absurdity that like, you would appreciate from a show that's from the 80s, kind of sense, you know what I mean? It's, you know, so I like it a lot. So, once again, House of Darkness, The Fall Guy, 7.5, and watch it. Go check it out. I think it's a good movie to go check out. You know, if you need a good feel-good movie, The Fall Guy is the way to go. All right, guys, I'm going to destroy my voice in my next episode. By the way, I'm not going to tell you. You'll find out. You'll find out in the next episode. This is the House of Darkness saying, enjoy your day, hydrate yourself because it's getting warmer, and don't be like me and destroy your voice because you feel like you have to talk. I'm that guy. I always have to express myself. I couldn't imagine if I was a mute, I would lose it. But I'm glad I can still talk. All right, you guys, have a good one. Don't hurt yourself. See you later.